Okay. Tafkuf Lam Gimel, good morning, good Rosh Chodesh. You're dealing with malachas of having a gorgeous stuff. Anything which is also a common way for you to do is also for you to say to for a non-Jew to do. That we're here, we're not talking again. We're not discussing about on Chol Moed. It's more that again that it's just like you're not supposed to do malacha. You're not supposed to have malacha done for you because it's Chol Moed. And that's what Chaim said, and not that it's also for a goy to do malacha. No, it could be. It's not exactly mira l'nachri. There's no din amira. Uncle Panim that, and it could be. It's better if there's a heter for you to do something, then your body can have a goy do it. That's not a problem. Uncle Panim, but to have him do. Oh, I can't. Have him run go do your business and stuff, whatever, also be a problem. Unless he's a shutzif, I'll do like a kashbon, like a Shabbos. Any Yehudi shekibel me'er of Yom Tov livnois beiso shei Yisrael, bekabalonos, a goy who was bekabal, was a kabbalah, contractor who's going to build a house for a person from before Yom Tov. Also le'aniach la'asois b'chol ha'moed. It's also for the Baal Bayis to let him do it, even if it's chutz, he can't let him do it. But if he gave him some malacha to do, build a chair, I don't know, whatever it is, he gave him something to fix. A watch to fix, or whatever it is, into his house into the goy's shop or whatever. Mutter, that is mutter. The problem is having something to do for Hesia, because even though he decided, I'm just going to do it then, but he can't have his work done before Hesia. And they discuss nowadays, the question is with, if it was here a couple of days, builders and things, what's mutter to do, what's mutter to do on Chol Moed or not, and it's Pasha says it's a problem, it's definitely a problem, but it's the whole situation is somewhat complex. They shouldn't do any work, build any buildings on Chol Moed. Mostly to Yehudi Balacha, the Kablanos of the Schir Yoim, she has said, Acham, already allowed to go ahead and hire a non-Jew to do something after Chol Moed. The Vash, the Yimda, the Yishka, the Yimna, Kadir, Shaisa, the Chol, as long as you don't go ahead and do business, it's Chora Parfakbatia. You don't do a business related, measurement or discussion or whatever. Just say, yeah, I want to hire you. Can't sit there. You shouldn't negotiate. Okay, how much for what? All these things. Said, I'll hire you for after the Lord. Even if the goy does malacha afterwards on Chol Moed, sure, that's okay. However, his email says achar moed. And the guy, he says, he realizes his calendar is full, he's changed it around, so he's just going to do it today. So that is, that's something to do with you. That would be okay. Again, it's about giving stuff to a betalish, right? So also, giving stuff to a dry cleaner, if it's it's a problem unless you mamish need it for Chol Moed for Yom Tov. Otherwise, it is an issue. Mm-hmm. Right, but you can give it. Right, but you're right. Well, no. Also, right. But however, the Shabbat brings the view that you can give something to a cleaner. to do after Yom Tov, which Baruch says if you need to, whatever. Klei Pishtim. It means I think it probably means something which is something in Ma'aseh Uman or some sort of you need to, that needs to be washed. I don't think it's Lagar from. I don't think it's any worse than.
It's just like underwear. It doesn't mean a lot of people.
Klei Pishtan? No, Klei Pishtan. As far as I've talked about Dayariga, it's like nice shirts and things or whatever. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm wrong differently, but. Because the Charitian says it's Klei Pishtan, it's not really. The Kavisa is not really also covered in, so therefore you can give it to a guy to do so, like, so dry cleaning and things would be a problem. Okay. Tafkuf ben Dalid, Tzarchi Rabin. Here, Tzarchi Rabin mutter la asisa v'cholamoy. Tzarchi Rabin is mutter to do a cholamoy. They can attack in the drachim, they can fix roads. The hasiv mehem amichshaylois to things blocking the roadway, things like that. Letzayin akvaros, and to go ahead and to used to be to for kohanim. That they would mark off the kvaros, Rishi Zerim Kohanim, and attacking the kvaros, or to go ahead and fix the kvaros. Hagav, a dafka tzarchi rabin ke elu shein tzvichin legufa adam. Only tzarchi rabin, which are going to be needed for people, for gufa adam. Not dafka tzarchi moed, but just tzarchi legufa adam. Well, sure, tzarchi rabin, and be in basic knesses. But something which is like, you have to build a shul, build a, build a yeshiva, things like that. That is also lasas b'moed. But in the shart tachim mitzvah also lasas b'lechas uman b'moed. So the things are from derech seder of the city, seder of the things like that of fixing roads and fixing things that people are going to need. But things for that they're going to need for ruchnius for a shul or. Which is not, yes, it's tzarech, it's not tzarech hagul, so then that is the problem. The Aruch Shulchan says something interesting. He says, not only is it in tzarech rabbi mutter, he says it doesn't have to be tzarech moed, it could be stam tzarech rabbi. He said that used to be in the time of Beis HaMikdash, it talks about how during the moed, that's when they would clean Beis HaMikdash, they would do a whole bunch of different things, which, because they didn't have time until the moed, and therefore they sent people around during the moed because people were away. They gave the opportunity to go fix things. Tzarchi Rabim is something which goes a little bit above and beyond Tzarchi Moed.
So, is there no rule about Shaloi Yiskavim B'kach? In other words, they can plan.
That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Yeah. They can plan that. If it's because it's the easiest time, not just randomly. There's no din of mechavim malach to lemoi because if it needs to be done, it needs to be done, and then so therefore you see the city workers doing this, doing that. There's what to rely on.
Can they trim the trees? Is that considered a tzarchi?
If it's trees blocking, but if it's done, it's to prune the trees, to go ahead for the winter so it grows better. It could be it's not. Yes, it's tzarchi rabim because it beautifies the city. It's probably mishma lahakel, l'fi ha'inyan. Well, Chopanim that right. That's what it brings on Chalmoy. They would Yitzim ala Kilayin. They would send people out to look for Kilayin because people weren't around. Yeah,
so the Sifkat Nal, if you go to
right. So it depends if it's Ma'isa Uman. Right. So if it's Ma'isa Uman, they don't make it on out to do it on the Moy. The Mishnah Berurah says.
Is there a rule? Is there a rule that they can't accept payment for?
What do you mean payment? Who's paying? What do you mean? They're taxes.
Can the city pay the workers?
Oh, pay the workers. So they can pay the workers.
Tzarchi Rabim is the exception.
Tzarchi Rabim is the therefore also bus drivers, even taxis. If it's Tzarchi Rabim, people have to get around. So therefore taxis are a little bit less, but still, I still think it's something with still Tzarchi Rabim because people, you know, people do need to get around, and they, you know, they do need drivers and things, and you know, otherwise they can't, you know. So therefore, buses definitely Tzarchei Rabbi. Taxis also, you know, I think it's also considered Tzarchei Rabbi. So therefore, when a person is allowed to work for Tzarchei Rabbi, it's not just if he has no food. It's if he needs to work to help the Rabbi, he needs to work. Now the Ramo talks about the Tzarchei Mitzvah, so even Tzarchei, so any Tzarchei Mitzvah doesn't matter, Maisa Uman on Chol Moed. Maisa Hedja, as Mishra Berurah says, Maisa Stam anyway is Mutter Tzarchei Moed. But Maisa Uman, so then Tzarchei Mitzvah won't matter Maisa Uman. Only Tzarchei Moed, Tzarchei Guf, not Tzarchei Mitzvah. It's right about fixing tefillin, things, all these types of things. So it says that the person can bring is that there could be with tefillin and stuff anyway, because he needs it right away, then he's allowed to do it. Even if he doesn't wear tefillin on the Chol Moed, it could be because he did it right afterwards. And so it's okay. Beit Baruch Vayanel Sharavim Shnafal Behem Ofar of Avanim is Kalkul Mutar L'Takna. Right? If you have Baruch Vayanel coming, have a stuff up sewage problem, whatever it is, then you're allowed to fix it. Filin Ravim Tzvichin Behem Ata. Even if they don't, it's even if these types of things, if the blockage is not causing a problem, but it will. So you're allowed to clean it out. Kimisha Ina Ma'isa Uman. To clear out a blockage is not considered a Mitzvah. But Lachor Lehem Boros V'chadosh, but to go ahead and to dig new Boros, Shu Maisa Uman, that digging Boros is a Maisa Uman. So what's Maisa Uman? It's digging a pit. I mean, my kid can, one of my kids can do it. So the Mishnah Berurah says that the issue is that do a proper bore for water and things, they have to put cement around it to seal it. So that the Rosh says, so therefore that's the Maisa Uman. Obviously, just to build a, just to go ahead and dig a hole in the ground, that's not Maisa Uman.
But snaking out a sewer line.
No, right. That's not Maisa Uman. No, that's not Maisa Uman. Yeah. No, like we had before, doing Tich Batir is something which is Maisa Uman. In Rabbi Atzvichin Lehem Ata Mutar. However, any of these things. If you need the boros now, it's mutter. I feel in keep them malach the lamoid. Even if they went in, this is why some of them become malach the lamoid. I feel for hestia b'tircha yisera. If this is what the klal needs, so then they need it. You don't just have to wait for elections. They can wait for chalmot to do stuff in the city. Im ein tzvichin lahem ata lo yasu. And if they don't need them right now, they shouldn't do it. But boros tzichin the ma'aros shayachi also lachvar yisal mechadosh. A boros sichin and ma'aros of a yachid that he can fix up fill tzarch lem ata, because that's for hesia, and that's a dover, that's a tircha. If he doesn't have anything to drink and everything is mekulkal, fine. That's you're talking about something different. But in general, if it's hard to drink, he has to do that. Then he can't do it. If he had it and it got ruined in Tarachlahem Atamutu Lataklam. If he had these things already and they just get messed up, he's allowed to fix it. If he in Tarachlahem Atta also Lataklam, if he doesn't need these borers, doesn't need the pipes and all these things or whatever, he doesn't need them right now, then he can't fix them. Avamutu Lahamshikh Mayam Lasoichan, fill in Tarachlahem Atta, but you're allowed to go ahead and even though it's a new bore, you're allowed to put water in, even though that's okay on Chol Moed, even if you don't need it right now, that would be okay. And Tavkuf Mem Hey, Dine Siva. Now this is one of the more famous things everyone knows about Chol Moed. Other things don't know, but you should not have to write. I remember when I was in school, we actually had school Chol Moed at some point. And so, of course, we told, we can't, it's all the teachers, we can't write. So, it was a good excuse. However, we'll see what it means, you can't write, and whatever. It's also lichta b'cholamoy. It's also to write on cholamoy. Now, this is, we'll see there's a machlokes about what ksiva we're talking. The simple pshat over here we're talking about is ksava shuris. Is you write, that's what the ma'isa uman is that you're writing safras. You know, whether it's Ashkenazi, Sfarad, it doesn't make a difference. You're writing safras. I feel the hagia is achas the sefer. Also, even to go ahead and to magia, one letter in a sefer is also because it's By again, we said before tzarchem mitzvah is not matter tzarchem rabim. So if it's tachni the sefer Torah, so then that's tzarchem moi. V'yesh matirim. However, there are those who are matir. What the Mishnah Berurah says, the machlekes, is that Yesh Oisim holds that any ksiva is Maisa Uman. Whereas the Yesh Matirim holds only ksava shuris. So therefore, the Yesh Oisim goes to the Torah Chamoed is that any type of ksiva is problematic. However, Yesh Matirim in Nagu, the Halki of ksav Shilana She'edu Maisa Uman, which is called ksav Mesita or Meshita, or whatever it is, it means handwriting. That our handwriting, the Rama says that our handwriting is not really Maisa Uman. So therefore, you'll be allowed to go ahead and fix, not the Sefer Torah, obviously, but if you have a Sefer, like, yeah, if you have a Sefer, you're allowed to fix something up, write something, because it's not Meikar. Even where Macher Bigadol is some sort of Shinui, we'll see later on, but Achopanim, if it's Tzarchi Rabim, things like that, then you don't need to do a shinui, and you can write a b'ksav nesita, which is not a ma'isa. You can rely on the halakha, it's not a ma'isa uman. What ksav nesita, what it is and whatever, is general handwriting, general writing. The you know, the shayla is in what about writing in English, things like that. So the thing is, we also consider it. It's also the same. It's the same thing. Not Sana Ma'isa Uman, because really only it could be the Shita. Only it's only Ksav Ashuris. However, they bring from Ramesha. Ramesha says if it's a fancy writing calligraphy, that there is an Umas to it. So that then that would be Aser about printing stuff. So this is where. This is where things get a little bit complex, because is it ksav mesita or not? So let's start with typing on the computer. Typing on the computer. So really, it's really going to get to later in the simin, because some sense of shadows, because it gets erased. We'll get to that side in a little bit, I guess tomorrow, or later in the simin, but. The actual typing is, even without that, is that really ksiva? What is really ksiva? Is it ksiva, I wasn't sure, is it ksiva that the fact you have a nice letter at the end? Or it's the actual nice ksiva? On Shabbos, l'chora the isser is, and that's some of the Farshim over there say, the isser is the nice ksiva itself, not that it looks nice. Shabbos, can you print something, or photocopy something? So let's say you type something on the computer. Can you print it? And Shabbos Amid and Shabbos Mashma that no, because that's is like, even though you're pushing a button, it's still Maisa Uman because it comes out nice. It's hard for me to say. I know that in Kane, we have to know which printers he's talking. Yeah, as I said, the problem is that all the Sfarim the quoting is from the 1980s, and we're talking about the old printers that probably had like the spool and the ball and running with the ink.
Not everybody had one in their house.
Yeah, so it was like a whole thing. Not talking about a laser printer and things and whatever. Which so the question is like what comes out. That's I don't know. Unfortunately, like they talk about putting numbers in on the phone. And Shalom Rabbi Yosha said, can you type numbers in the phone? So if you can get a phone without numbers, it's better. Again, this is talking. The problem is they're talking 20 years ago, and I didn't find that. I'm trying to search for more modern day, starting to talk about, discuss nowadays about typing on type it on a phone, type it on a computer. You know, all these types of digital things. You know, what how you define it? And printing. You know, I'll say printing is a mice, not nowadays. So I don't know. I have to.
The Harai, if you really want something to be professional, you take it to a print shop.
Yeah, it could be. It could be that you know, I can get a printer with some Maisa Uman. I don't know. It's unclear if the Maisa Uman here is the fact that it comes out looking nice, or it's actual. Pasha says it's the actual writing. That's what the Maisa Uman is, you know. But I'm not sure. I have to look up this Shulchan Zamen and this Shulchan Shabbos. I have to look that up, but. I don't see it's worse. I would say it's worse than Ksav Vesita. But Ksav Vesita, anyway, you have to do Bishinui. So we'll get to the we'll get to the Shinui a little bit later. Let's just see. Beis if Beis Nira Li Chaim Einlam Sefer Torah Kosher Likros Bavitzibur. If there's no Kosher Sefer Torah, Mutu LaHagia B'Cholamoy. You are not to fix in the Cholamoy. Okay, Likros Bavitzibur. Say Kmini Bavitzibur. Rechem Sifrei Mikro Gemara. You have to learn. Person has to learn. So if there's a mistake, you know, you can't learn. You have a mistake. You have to get it fixed. Mutu lahagia mavoi mishuda havi davar avi. That's davar avi because he will be able to learn. In ain lahem sefer Torah klal. In after the kafel kula b'chol moi. That you know, someone can write the whole sefer Torah b'chol moi. They sleep in harbe yichtavu. And even then, they're allowed to write it. You get 10 sefer and you know, push it through. The Torah b'chol who. Likus b'tor v'tzibur v'moy. Tzor v'moy. Everyone has to hear. Kriyas ha'tayor. Agav v'huadin shar svarim lumel b'hem. And you can have any sefer printed on chalamoy. If a person needs a sefer, person wants to print his own sefer up to put in shuls. I don't know. And I know nowadays it's a baruch Hashem. We have tons and tons of svarim. So therefore, I don't know if everyone, you know, I don't know how much people need, you know, my kedusha sheli. I'll pair the Dalai Vahey and Baba Kama. Like, I don't know. That's not, you know, I don't know if that's a Tzara Harabim, but I'll upon him, you know, regular Sfarni, the Shas, things like that, then you'd be allowed to deal with that. Later, we'll stop here.